Hi folks, how you doing? Welcome along to bonus episode of Soundtracking with me, Edith Bowman. Yes, it's bonus time with Bowman. Sorry, I'll stop singing. I'm really excited to share this episode with you. There's a whole load of personal stuff for me that is connected to this story. It's about a woman who's diagnosed with breast cancer. And my mum was diagnosed when she was 50. Luckily, we still have her with us. And as I speak, my dad has just had his last radiotherapy treatment as he goes through prostate cancer with a very optimistic outlook. So we have everything crossed and we're being really positive about it. So this film really connected with me, and I loved what Alice, the director, was trying to do and say about women, particularly going through a cancer diagnosis with this film. It's fantastic. So I'm really thrilled to share with you writer, director, Alice Winocur, who joins me to discuss her film Couture, which is available right now to watch at home on various home entertainment platforms. The film stars Angelina Jolie. She's an American filmmaker who's in Paris during the chaos of Paris Fashion Week. She's there to make a film and to work with a fashion brand on their runway show. And while she's there, we and her character encounter a number of other females in that world, a veteran makeup artist, a newly discovered young model, and an older woman who is coming towards the end of her breast cancer diagnosis. This all happens as she arrives in Paris, and then she's told the news she's diagnosed with breast cancer, and it's a pretty aggressive form. And so she has to kind of deal with everything that's thrown at her, as well as all the stuff in her professional and personal life, and how these other characters and their stories are kind of really intertwined in it. It's really fascinating. It's a really beautiful film. And I think particularly with Angelina Jolie's history of going through breast cancer herself, it brings a really powerful and poignant performance from her, which I'm really excited for you guys to see and hear Alice talk about. But before we go to Alice, a quick reminder that we have a YouTube channel where we not only put up clips and visual versions of the podcast, but we also have exclusive interviews. So please do go and check that out. A show that we're particularly excited about that has just hit your TVs, Sky in particular, is a show called Prisoner. It stars Zuka Hoyle and Tahar Rahim, and you can watch it the 30th of April, I should say, on Sky. It is so good. I watched every episode. So here is a little taster of what Tahar and Izuka had to say about the show.
Did you get the first and second episode when I
auditioned?
Yeah.
Oh, when I got on board, yeah, I was given 1 to 4, maybe.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I read it and I was like, that's very good writing, but I needed to know what happens next. And good sign is that I really wanted to know.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah. Okay, I'm an actor and I have to make my choices of acting and everything. I was like, I want to know. So I called him, and then he developed the story and he said everything. So there was a lot of the acting side already in the script. And
yeah.
Of course, you always have to, to bring your stuff and your identity, your ideas. But the good thing was that Matt Charman is obviously a great writer and a great talent, but he has this ability to really be open to actors and listen to suggestions. And even better, you throw a good idea, and he throws back an even better idea.
Yeah. You'll be like, oh, I'm thinking something like this, and maybe if we, and you'll just like word vomit a load of gibberish quickly, and he'll turn it into something brilliant or just elevate it more. It's so true what you said about, I remember after the audition, I only had been given episode one, and I spent every recall, Matt and I developed this joke where each recall, I'd be like, you got to give me something, man. I'd like to fight for episode two. I'd be like trying to joke, charm my way into it. I was like, oh my God. Like, if you want to know what happens next, and you're invested.
That's Zuka Hoyle and Tahar Rahim, who star in a show called Prisoner, hitting at Sky on the 30th of April, and definitely worth your attention. It is very, very good. And things like that are up on our Soundtrack and Extra YouTube channel, so please do go and subscribe. And so to Alice and Couture. Now, the score to Couture is yet to be released, but our good friend Marek at Signature Entertainment has delivered the goods for us once again. So here is the music that plays over the opening credits of Couture. Thank you so much for your time, Alice. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, like, thank you for, I'm happy.
Congratulations on your film. It's many things. It really, really is. My mum was diagnosed when she was 50. She's still with us 20 years ago. But yeah. It's a conversation that I encourage us to have regularly, to be honest, because I think it's so important. So I think when art and creativity can encourage conversation, it's a beautiful and brilliant thing. So thank you.
Okay, cool. Yeah, thank you.
What was the seed? What was the catalyst for this story and also this extraordinary character as well?
As you know, it came from my personal experience. And I really had the urge to film, to get back in life and to make a story about it. And I don't know, I've started to write all those characters of women crossing each other in the city. Yes, I think it was a way also to put, you know, like the lights on women that were like not really or not enough represented, I thought, in movies. So it's a bit how it happened. To me, they are all the same women. And I think the film is really a kind of self-portrait. It was an unconscious process, of course, but it's really, I think, a self-portrait of me at different ages, different stages of my life.
Yeah.
Woman in her 20s, in her 30s, in her 40s. But it's all the same women.
I love that. That's so brilliant. That makes so much sense in terms of how I found that you can relate to all of them in some way, shape or form, you know.
And some people ask me, like, why is this character more important than the other? And I'm like, I don't know how to answer this. As to me, it's all the same. Like, what is at the center of the stories is, of course, women's body.
Yeah.
To be more precise, I did this research in the world of fashion I really didn't know anything about. Yeah, because to me, all my stories come from very intimate and personal stories that I project in distant worlds, worlds that I don't know.
Mm.
And so, yes, it was like me in my 20s when I was hesitating between cinema and movies, a bit like the character, you know, who doesn't know if she really wants to get in that fashion world. And then there is this makeup artist who wants to become a writer.
I love her. I love that character so much.
A bit like me when I started to write for cinema and people were telling me, oh, you should write a story this way. And I was not sure about it. And then in her 40s, when she learns she has a cancer and how to cope with it.
What was it about the fashion world, though? You know, in terms of what the backdrop for this story was, you know, and it's really interesting as well, because like you say, it's a world that we think we know and we see, but your exploration of it through these characters is really interesting. I wondered what it gave you to do that.
I don't know if you had seen my previous film, Proxima, was set in the internet world, and I did a lot of research as I didn't know at all that world and to go behind the scene and to see it. And I really did the same thing here. In Proxima, I was talking about my relationship with my daughter, which was also very intimate. because it was so intimate, it had to be very, very far in the astronaut world. And there, because it was so intimate with all the story with the cancer and everything, it had to be in a world I didn't know anything about. And I live like in a neighborhood where sometimes like galleries, they welcome shows
Yeah.
of young designers. So I was like looking at this fashion week, and one day out of the hospital, I saw this fashion crowd in the street, and there was this South Sudanese model who
Yeah.
seemed totally lost in the city. She was like looking at her map, and she was like really coming from another world, coming from the world of war of South Sudan. And I really connected to her instantly, as I thought I was also coming from a war zone. I mean, of course, in cancer, there is no
Yeah.
war. Like, war is internal, but still, it's kind of war. And I really related completely to her. And I thought, yes, it's really what the film is about, like the instant connection you can have with someone who comes from a very distant world. But when you share, stitches. And I really wanted to explore that world. So for 1 year and a half, I went to in the backstage of every fashion show I could. And I
Wow.
had the support of Chanel, as I knew it was so difficult to talk about this world and also to believe, to have a credible maison de couture. Everything is big and wealthy. And so I really asked them from the very beginning. I didn't have like just one sheet of the script. I told them, is it possible to, do you want to be in? Do you want to help me to access those backstage? Do you want to put the light on the workers of the Maison Couture? We shot in the real atelier haute couture.
Wow.
It's the real seamstresses who are in the movie, who were like super moved that to have this attention. And because it was like for them an adventure in a way also, because all the time, all the stories of the fashion world, it's from a male perspective or from
Yeah.
the view of the power. And they were quite interested by the idea to tell the story from another perspective, to put the light on women. And so they accepted that we shot there also in the staircase Rue Cambon, the iconic staircase. But I asked them, is it possible not to have any logo or brand, as I don't want to advertise for Chanel? And they accepted it. So it was like really cool.
That's amazing. That's so cool. It's incredible how present you are. Like you say, you're sort of looking out from the hospital and you see this young girl looking lost and stuff. But just that idea that to encourage people to be present, to be inspired by everyday things that can really lead to wonderful
Yeah,
things like
because I
this.
think cinema has to describe the contemporary world and what's in it, and I really wanted to put like this South Sudanese model on the map of cinema, like to talk Swahili and Dinka, those languages that are not represented enough. And I was really interested by who this girl was, what was her life, and
Yeah.
I thought it was really interesting to look at this world of fashion through her eyes, like it's so strange because when you arrive from another country and there is the scene in the corridor where she has to learn how to walk and
Yeah.
behave and everything, and it's and so yes, it was very interesting to work with all of those models. I think they all tell something of our contemporary world in a way. It's really girls, because I met a lot of them. They're so tough, very, very tough. They're also in a bit of a survival mode. They've been through a lot. They travel a lot. They said goodbye to their family.
Yeah.
They have to support the whole family. But when you see Anya in the hotel, in the hotel room, when she's looking at the cartoon on TV, it seems like a child. In her eyes, you can see she's so childish, but at the same time, she has to behave like a woman. She's not really. And at the same time, the others, they are like a bit old, as they've been like through so
Yeah.
many countries, and they are a bit resilient. So I was very interested by those girls, as they say something of a world, I think. Because also when you walk in the streets, you see so much posters and advertisement for brand, and you don't even look at the woman on the picture. I mean, it's a person. I mean, she has a story, she has a soul, she has a, I really wanted to put some souls behind those images to understand how those images are made. You know, we live with those images that perform something on our lives. I mean, I was really interested in the idea of how those pictures or those images were made.
I want to talk about music in a second, but first, I just want to. It was wonderful to see Angelina back on screen and the collaboration that you guys had with this, you know, your personal story. And she's also been through it herself. So finding that place for her and for you that allowed this character to really go places and really hit honest emotions and honest experiences.
Yes, it was very beautiful the way she dedicated herself to the movie. I had really this idea to show behind the icon of Angelina Jolie because she's not an actress like another. She's kind of a, yes, worldwide icon, and she's this kind of warrior you have seen in so many movies. And I wanted to see behind this icon, who was the woman behind, who was the real Angelina, and she was okay to show her vulnerability. So it was not to be naked just to show her breasts, which was really also something very important, of course, but it was also to show her soul. And she was really naked in front of the camera. I had really this kind of naked soul. And at the same time, there was this kind of punk attitude she has in life, like, because she's so free in a way. Of course, she's in the Hollywood system, but she's doing it her way, you know, like, and she has this freedom that was really inspiring at the same time. So it was cool. And also, we had this sex scene in this that was not in the script that we added, working together because we thought it was interesting to show sex and cancer, like to show a woman who has a cancer is still a woman with desires. And this scene was a bit a kind of religious scene. Since she has children, she doesn't want to do any sex scene. But this one was special as it's a bit a moment where she says goodbye to her breasts because she knows it's probably the last time she will have sex with her entire body. But it was a bit specific, and everything was like very, very strange and strong experience.
But that's given a voice to so many women who have experienced that or are going through that or are the have the prospect of going through that. That's, I think, what I find so wonderful about the film is kind of it's told from such a an honest point of view that we've never seen before in the different areas a woman feels and is experiencing when she's going through this, you know, trying not to think too much into the future, trying to be in the moment, but also you can't help but think, well, what does this mean for me? What does this mean for my sex life? What does this mean for me as a woman? And I feel that your film just kind of goes there in a place that I've never seen on screen before.
Thank you. It was also very strong to have this, to stage the scene of the announcement. Of course, I had been through that, and it's exactly my story. But also Angelina, of course, she underwent this double mastectomy, but it was also in a way a kind of reenactment of the scene her mother and grandmother had as they both died from breast
Breast cancer,
cancer. And also, it was interesting to have her in another country playing with this Vincent Lindon. You know, it's a very famous French actor. But also, I thought it was interesting that they were not speaking the same language. As you know, when you get in the cancer world, you really honestly have this feeling of arriving in a foreign country with a language you don't know. And because she has this shock and she's under shock and she doesn't really know how to speak because she, of course, she has learned French, but she doesn't speak in real life French. But I thought it was a cool way to express, like, yes, this feeling of being in a place you've never been.
On another planet almost in a way.
Another planet, yeah.
Let's talk about music because music is something across your films that you clearly kind of have such a passion for and also it being, you know, another part of the storytelling and collaboration as well. When you were thinking about this, what were your kind of thoughts? Because obviously you have that kind of diegetic music within the fashion world and the shows and all that kind of thing as well, and working out how you would complement that, I guess, with score.
Yeah, I really worked as you work with a haute couture dress. Like I did all the parts, like, and then I sew all the parts together. So it was really like the editing was quite a long process, as it was really like really delicate and really stitching all the stories together. And music was really an important part of it. And we had from the beginning, I knew I had to have like a different. There is an Ethiopian rap, which had to be the music of Ada. And at the same time, I've worked with this Swedish composer who had I had worked with her before. Her name is Anna von Haswolf, and she's playing organ, and she's recording in churches. So she was in Gothenburg. And we've worked from distance, and we're working the sound, organ sound, with more like electronic and post-punk sound. So it was really cool. I think she had it's a kind of sacred music, and because the character is really between life and death, I thought it was interesting to have this very. Like, yes, organ, it's the music you hear in churches.
Well, yeah, it's kind of that sort of religious experience almost in
Yeah.
terms of the sort of, and almost the kind of angelic nature of that as well, in terms of,
Transcendental, like a kind of elegiac.
you mentioned Proxima before, which was an amazing film, and Ryuichi Sakamoto.
Sakamoto was, again, we've worked like for a few months from distance, but it was a long process to get this music, and it was really touching as he himself at that time was sick and was also between life and death. And I don't want to do a depressing interview, but
No, but the art is there for us to enjoy and lift us out of it. That's the
because the
beauty.
film is really a kind of celebration of, I think, to me, more than a depressing movie. But yes, Sakamoto was like, it was a really an incredible encounter, even if we haven't met in person, but we've worked from distance. But it was really working with a sensei, like old Japanese guy. And so it was, he was very interested by the life of astronauts who are recording the sound of Earth, because it's also what he was doing with his music. And since Kubrick, you think that a space movie has need to have opera music. He thought, and I thought he was right, that we had to have an Earth music for that movie, as it's more like taking place on Earth. So yes, he worked also with the sound of trees and all nature sound.
Yeah, it's a joy to have his music and his compositions to lean into for so many situations in life, for sure. How are you, by the way?
I'm good actually. I mean, it's been a bit strange to go through this promotion. At first, I didn't want to talk of my personal experience, but then I've realized that it was not possible not to tell like the connection I had with the story, as people thought were explaining to me what a cancer was, which was a bit strange to me. And yes, it's a bit of a strange thing to have, as I haven't told anyone. I mean, I did the treatments, but I was like very not shy, but keeping this for myself and doing movies. And And then it was like the most intimate and secret thing of your life, suddenly with one of the most famous actress of the world. But it's always like me, this thing of the very intimate and the very big. It was the same in Proxima, like a love between a mother and a daughter and a galaxy, you know, the very big and the very small. And that's the same here with this film. It's like the very, very most intimate thing you haven't said even to your neighbor, and you say it
Put it on a big screen.
worldwide.
I think it's so good. It's so, I can't wait to watch it with my mum, actually, because I feel like my mom is one of those characters where she thinks about everybody else before herself. So even while she was going through her cancer and her treatment, she was more worried about how everybody else was as opposed to herself.
Yeah, but it's very interesting what you're saying, and I think it's the whole idea of this movie. I could have done a film with just one story, the story of Angelina. But you know, the experience of the cancer, it really opens you. I mean, maybe it's different for others, but I think it's when you are between life and death, it's really like you see the life around you because you respond to it, you see it, you see the life pulsating. And it's so beautiful, like to see all of those lives and all those people who have different experiences and who are going through difficult times, times of transformation, and you are more open to others. It changes your perspective on life, and you really want to celebrate. Like life is tough. It's very hard for everyone, especially right now. And we see people struggling, but there is something beautiful of it's the last image, you know, of things turning like in the garden, like really the last image of the film, like people screaming. It's like they're frightened, but at the same time they are excited.
It's like screaming and laughing at the same
Laughing
time.
at
It's
the same time,
it's
I think it's
great.
really like
So
what,
childlike.
yeah, really celebrating this difficult life.
Yeah, totally. Oh, Alice, you've made something really beautiful and I think such a gift for so many people as well. And thank you for being so open and honest and
And I
sharing your
really
story.
wanted to tell. I hope it will help. I mean, I really did this film to help me in a way to show me. And I hope it will help other women. And the idea was to tell also others, like you're not alone. We can be like stronger together by sharing our stitches. It's really what happened in the movie. We were like all those women together telling their story and saying, we were there. That was our stories. That was part of our lives.
Amazing. I really appreciate you making the time for me today. It's been such a treat to get to chat
Thank
to you.
you. I hope your mother like it.
Oh,
Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank you so much, Alice. Take care. Au
Yeah,
revoir,
bye.
merci. From the score to Couture, that is Christine Upset, rounding off this latest episode, bonus episode of Soundtracking with Alice Owenecour. My huge thanks to Alice for taking the time to talk to us. Couture is streaming on home entertainment platforms now. If you're new to Soundtracking and want to catch up, please head to edithbowman.com. There's where you can find all of our episodes, whilst you can also follow us on your socials. We are at Soundtracking UK. And as I mentioned at the top, we have a wonderful YouTube channel called Soundtrack and Extra with loads of great extra content up there for you to go and dive into. So why don't you go and head off and subscribe now? Next up, so thrilled to be sharing my conversation with the wonderful Oliver Coates, which we did live from St. Luke's Church as part of the London Soundtrack Festival. Very much looking forward to sharing that episode with you, and I very much look forward to the pleasure of your company there.